Lists abound this time of year. 10 best, 10 worst, the most overlooked or overblown 10. Just in time, the people who bring you The Onion, which is one of the 10 most overpublicized and underappreciated influences in American culture of the past 10 years, has brought out a new book, Inventory. 16 films featuring manic pixie dream girls, 10 great songs nearly ruined by saxophone, and 100 more obsessively specific pop culture lists. Josh Modell, managing editor for The Onion's AV Club, joins us from our studios in New York. Mr. Modell, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And before I forget, name a couple of songs ruined by the sax.
The most controversial one is David Bowie's Young Americans, and I have to take full credit and or blame for putting that on the list. Everyone else was very much against it.
Let me ask you about some of the other lists that you have been kind enough to compile for us here.
Great.
16 Career Jeopardizing Labors of Love. Because a lot of these turned out to be worth the risk, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. That's there's a little bit of each, I think, on this list. There's something like Apocalypse Now, which drove Francis Ford Coppola crazy on the one hand and made, you know, one of the greatest pieces of art of the 70s. And then there's some more obscure stuff on that list, like the movie Southland Tales that just came out last year, which is the weirdest movie, and people rightly hate it. It stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Sean William Scott, not exactly the greatest actors in the world, in this sort of sprawling three-hour sort of sci-fi epic.
This is an epic Los Angeles crime saga.
And you're researching your role? You play a cop? You want to do a ride-along?
Yes, exactly. But I'm also directing the film. It takes place in the near future.
Right.
The basic concept is this. I play an LAPD cop who isn't who he seems. He's a paranoid schizophrenic who has a supernatural gift.
Another list. 6 Keanu Reeves movies somehow not ruined by Keanu Reeves. Well, there goes any chance we'll ever have of booking him. But name a couple of those movies that you think were good despite Keanu Reeves' contribution.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, which is perfect for Keanu Reeves because it's essentially Keanu Reeves playing Keanu Reeves, just kind of this dumb, nice guy. Mm-hmm. He's really great at being kind of this empty guy, which is why he's great in The Matrix as well. But when he tries to get any deeper, with the exception of another movie on the list, My Own Private Idaho, mm-hmm. he's just, there's a lot of Keanu Reeves on the screen.
Okay, another list. 22 ridiculous horror movie adversaries. And I'm afraid, I thumbed through this list of 22, and I don't believe I've seen any of them, but I'm dying to now.
Some of them are so, so worth seeing. Some of them you should watch 1 minute of, like Deathbed, The Bed That Eats, in which essentially people go and lay on this bed, and often there's some hanky-panky on the bed, and then the bed just sort of sucks them in and turns them into a skeleton with some yellow goo, and just incredibly bad acting. It's just one of those movies that you watch and you feel sorry for the people that made it, but at the same time you're watching some of the greatest unintentional comedy ever.
Page 187, you have The McRib Has No Bones, 13 particularly horrible fast food innovations.
we have a few writers who are very interested in fast food and unashamedly eat fast food. And when new ones come out, we're really compelled to try them. I don't think anyone eats a lot of them on a regular basis. But when Oreo pizza comes out at Domino's.
Number 4 on your list, yeah.
The thing about the Oreo
what
pizza.
Is it? What is an Oreo pizza? I mean, is it like an Oreo crust and the white goodness creamy filling spread all over or something?
It's almost scientifically interesting in a way because they took all of these ingredients that separately would taste delicious and put them together, and it's just kind of gross.
Now, Krispy Kreme, according to this list, came out with a drinkable donut.
They did. It was shortly after they kind of overbuilt Krispy Kremes all over the country.
Yes, right.
They thought they were going to be the next huge thing, and then people stopped buying donuts because of the Atkins diet. So they started coming out with drinks that were supposed to taste like donuts, and they did taste like donuts a little bit, but I think then they discovered that people didn't want to have donut drinks. It was just, you know, they maybe wanted some coffee. They didn't want a blended up frozen donut.
I do want to ask you before we close. You were kind enough to include a list of 50 things you considered before you decided not to waste the time to compile a list about them.
There are 50 items on that list, and about 4 of them were actually considered, and the rest of them were just kind of jokes, such as 21 classic country songs that objectify men. Of course, we probably couldn't find that many. And 14 rock bands that had no business playing reggae and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Josh Modell, managing editor for The Onion's entertainment section called The AV Club and avclub.com. The book is called Inventory, with a subtitle that's much too long to repeat. Mr. Modell, thanks so much.
Thank you. It was really a pleasure.
And, you know, somehow Josh Modell and the staff of The AV Club have a few more lists in them. We got a list they wrote just for NPR, Songs About Hating the Radio. It's on our website, npr.org.